is amateur hour!
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally with browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star players, GMM and Foxtrot.
What's up, sir?
What's up, sir?
Thanks, Michelle Robox, for introducing us.
So hot.
This is GMN.
This is Foxtrot.
And for Arthur Dude, because his name's not in the title, this is Slam City Radio Amateur Hour.
Hey, Arthur Dude, you can say hi if you want to.
Hey, listeners, come in. Come in close.
Listen.
Foxtrot's got something to tell you.
Well, once you love someone, and she does something crazy,
I'll poop into her butthole, and then she'll poop it back.
And which she most
to
likely do.
To reciprocate, that means it's true love.
Hey, man.
Damn. Hey, Arthur, you got something to say?
Say it to my face, bitch!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What are we eating tonight?
We'll talk about that later on in the show. Right, you just need to chill out.
Get hungry. Like,
to some sounds.
Are you hungry?
Hungry for pussy.
Ladies, mail it in. Make sure you include a stamp.
Please. Please.
Please.
It'd be very nice.
I didn't raise no
Well, this,
fool, baby.
This guy would always ride the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And he would cut the hair of women on the Portland area buses.
He would
in the past. He would cut their hair.
He would cut their hair.
Cut their hair.
Is this a mobile stylish unit?
No.
No?
No, and he also put super glue in their
wait,
hair.
Wait. Did he want to do hood rat stuff with his friend?
Probably so, because you know what? I guess I used to be a hood rat, because I did the same exact thing in school, and I got in trouble for it.
Oh, you cut somebody's hair in school?
No, I threw staples in a girl's hair.
Hey, who didn't throw staples in a girl's hair?
And,
I like you!
No,
staples.
No. She didn't, like, the whole day, and she didn't know until after lunchtime.
Then how could she pin it on you?
You know what they did? I sat right behind her, and my friend, or who
you
I thought was
say,
a friend,
oh,
he was
that
a bitch.
Motherfucker.
He ratted me out.
He snitched on you?
He ratted me out.
What's his name? We need to find that motherfucking kick
Steven,
his ass.
Steven something, a white guy.
Steven Beep.
Can I even say that?
No, I don't say his full name.
Yeah,
no,
say his full name.
He was white.
Say it twice. Steven Balkman something. We're coming after you. Steven Smith.
I mean, he was cool.
We're coming after you.
Until it came to when
Dude,
you were in
and
trouble.
He snitched.
And he snitched.
What
so,
a bitch.
But you know what? We both got in trouble. And,
no, you should have said no, it was Steven.
I can't remember, but I think my dad hit me.
Well, yeah, of course, but.
Probably not. Actually, I think he laughed. Because that shit's funny
it's
when you're
staples.
A kid.
This is Justin.
Traffic report. Mopac. Right near 360. There was a fucking accident. 20 feet from my face.
You saw this, GMA?
I saw it.
Eyewitness report?
Eyewitness report.
What happened?
And we go to the scene. This is GMN interviewing GMN. GMN, what did you see? I done seen it all. What did you see, G-Man? Come on, what did you see? I done seen it. And that is the news.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Bitch.
All right, so what was your story?
Oh, here's
it wasn't
story.
As interesting as mine. I just want you to know.
Story. This one's pretty interesting.
The girl, like, swerved right into the median.
Ouch.
I think she's going, like, 60, and then her airbag is deployed.
Okay,
you can
question.
See her arms flip. Answer!
Hot? Yeah, I don't want to sound mean, but whatever.
There was next airbag in her face.
It's kind of hot.
When shit happens, KO! Foxtrot is flat every time.
Horrible. horrible.
They're going to want a refund.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We'll never make any money.
Word.
And in future news...
I told you, this week sucked, man. We didn't have any games at all.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about our
weather. Is there like a windstorm coming through?
There was totally. And this is actually your weather report brought to you by Foxtrot.
I'm sorry, guys. I actually didn't
It's windy.
Check.
It's windy. Fuck low pressure systems. The end. It's going to be cold, kind of, this weekend. The end. You're welcome.
Done.
I'll do the... Are you cross-eyed?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just asking.
Why? Do I look like it?
No.
Dude, I'm actually sleeping right now. The listeners
sent in an email asking that question.
Did they send a picture? Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a dude.
Okay, never mind. Don't care. If it's a dude and you're sending us mail, I don't care.
Time to suck today's right. dick.
I don't like that. Dude. That's why I don't care. That's what you do.
So,
actually, yeah. You know what? Okay, listeners. I just realized that Arthur, dude, Mr. Producer, is not wearing a collared shirt.
Oh, shit.
That's why he's not talking too much.
Yeah, he doesn't feel comfortable in his power. He doesn't have a turtleneck nor a collared shirt.
Or an ascot.
He doesn't feel that he's better than
us. Or golf clubs.
Yeah. Hey, you want to go golfing this weekend?
No.
Dude.
Shit. Every time. You
it's not that much.
Wait, Peter Pan?
No, like golfing.
You want to go Peter Pan? We can go Peter Pan.
You want to go Peter Pan?
Dude, that's where we can run it twice.
Maybe.
We can run it twice.
I got her number.
We just pay once, run it twice.
Zero.
We should also bring a boombox.
Oh, that'd be cool.
In 40s. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, see, fuck yeah.
Why I lost last time with the high score, which is actually good,
was because you got the high score,
I was not drinking any alcohol in the sun, in the heat.
You were also kind of being a dickhead.
Oh, was I?
Pretty sure that I'm not an why? Asshole. Yeah. I'm like a totally nice guy.
To who?
To everybody.
Well, I have to.
Yeah.
It's 2010, man.
Had he been drinking?
I don't know. He might have bum-rushed that bitch and said, give me...
Wait, you guys carried over, so you guys were all lethargic.
Yeah.
We had easies.
And full of pizza, so you had itis, lethargy. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of. Plus 404 in front of you. And you were wearing freaking shorts that weren't boner-proof.
No, I was wearing shorts, and I was actually wearing loungewear that day.
Oh, yeah, you guys were telling me about this.
Dude, that was ridiculous. That was fucking hilarious, though. That was hilarious.
I was in...
that was fucking funny.
Sandals and socks.
Ladies, picture this.
All day.
Foxtrot. 5 foot what?
Thong sandals.
9, 10, 8?
Yeah, 10. Just say 10.
Let's say 6'7".
Yeah, 7'6".
195 pounds, all muscle.
I'm serious. Your dick, my mouth.
Yeah. Picture that in basketball shorts. Picture that relaxing. Max and relaxing. Picture that.
And that's waiting for you.
Sandals. Picture that. Also with socks. You son of a bitch.
So I look like a ninja.
You did look like a ninja. A dirty ninja that never paid a bill in his life.
So,
a dirty welfare ninja.
Yeah, don't we also call that his Fry's outfit?
Yeah, that's totally his Fry's outfit.
Wasn't there another
one? You want to bust that off? You want to?
I totally broke a chair at Fry's. Oh, it's an electronic store.
Hey, listeners, please don't tell anybody. But Foxtrot broke a chair at Fry's.
Well, maybe the loop has been written over. But that'd be cool if we knew someone on the inside.
Oh, God, I would kill for that video.
Oh, the video, yeah, it's pretty funny, I'm pretty sure. Pure beef. I was having fun sober. Totally sober.
He's having a hell of fun. What he was doing was he was rocking back and forth. You know, he's stress testing. He's saying...
It's one of those computer chairs, right?
Maybe I want to buy this chair.
Yeah, it was a nice chair.
Maybe I want to buy this chair. Maybe it needs to perform at a higher standard.
I got it certified for ISO.
You have to ISO certify that shit. So he's rocking back and forth like a stupid dickhead jackass. And the armrest just snaps.
And I fall back.
And he backflips. Yeah. He totally evacuated totally that fucking thing. Oh my God.
There were people that saw me, but it wasn't like a whole mess of people.
I wish I saw it.
Yeah, actually, you were like too involved into looking at computer stuff. Yeah. But
our buddy iMegs 110, he'd be able to fill us up. Maybe next week, I don't know.
He saw it.
Oh man, that's
so hilarious. You've had two incidences in this outfit involving basketball shorts
and
shame.
FlamCityRadio.com.
How much do you like the beer we're drinking right now?
This beer?
Yeah.
This beer right here?
Yes.
Ninja, let me tell you about this beer. Let me tell you about this beer right here, Ninja. It's good. This is probably one of my favorite beers ever.
That's true.
This is Texas. It tastes like Texas.
You know what's funny though?
Texas tastes like
drink
my balls.
This beer. Don't drink this beer. Don't listen to
Shiner,
this guy.
Motherfucking
Bach.
Bitch.
Bach. So it's funny because, you know, we live in Texas.
We live in Texas.
We live in Texas, but
less than 90 miles away.
The percentage of people that go out and drink Shiner is not that
it's great. I want to say it's infinitesimal.
Okay, whatever that
tessimal?
Means. But I'm just trying to bash tessimal. On the people who drink Bud Light and
hey, you Miller know where that's Light? Brewed? Milwaukee.
Best.
Middle the beast. Fucking Milwaukee.
The beast.
No, I mean Bud Light, Miller Light. Those are all from...
I hate from that stuff,
not
there's
a
like,
state called Texas, the greatest state in the world.
True that.
True that.
It's a... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a state of mind.
Who the fuck uses condoms on their microphones anymore?
This
Jeez.
Is a sock.
It's a
sock.
It's a condom.
Because everybody's entitled to the truth.
You bitch. Just gotta pull out, man. Damn.
Fine. That's the most effective method of contraception next to...
Coming in their face.
Yeah. Pulling out.
Because that shit's funny.
Teach them a lesson once in a while. Oh, man. I'm going to need you to not do that.
You shut the fuck up.
What did I tell you about clicking sorry. That god...
Man, what the fuck?
Okay. For the next 2 minutes as your punishment...
Shut you the have, fuck up!
No. You have to talk while everybody else is quiet.
Do it. Go.
That is a horrible punishment because I don't like doing this.
Who the hell is interrupting my kung fu?
This guy sucks.
I'm sorry.
Could be a crackhead that got home to the wrong.
Keep going, motherfucker. Shit.
I am. Bitch. Look. I am listening.
Talk about
to
stuff.
Soundboard.
Talk about stuff, man.
You're like, you graduated and shit.
Honestly.
So tell us what are your plans for the future.
What is your plan? What is your plan? How are you going to attack 100%. Life?
I'm going to do the least amount of work possible.
You hear that? Potential hires.
Yeah.
That's don't do
got
that.
Fucking candy management in their material. Mouth.
Don't fucking do that.
What is this, amateur?
That was Miguel.
No. For your punishment, now you have to talk for 2 minutes straight.
So, the reason I have to talk right now is because I have candy in my mouth and I like to do this.
And Houston is on fucking fire.
And Houston's on fucking fire. So, Miguel, it's still your turn, so keep going.
It's not talk my about turn. It's your turn.
It's both y'all's turn.
Hey, Miguel, fuck you.
Hey, Danny.
I fucking love you, dog.
Aw, oh, fuck you, man. It's gross, see?
I want to be inside you, Holmes.
Ew. I don't know, man. I think you should leave.
You know how far you drove? You might as well just turn around and go the fuck back home.
Yeah, just go the fuck home, man. Damn.
Shut up, man.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'm here so for you.
Oh.
This just got... Homosexual?
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't play those games.
Oh, man. I don't know.
You're playing games with my heart.
Quit playing games with my heart.
I don't like Miguel talking into the mic.
With my heart.
We slam maybe 4 drinks each.
Jeez.
These
like double shots. Stackers.
Fuck, now I remember you fucking pushed right me outside, man. And I fell.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Because you said you were drunk and you were spinning and you didn't have any balance and I didn't believe you.
Yeah, then you... No, but you actually, like, so pushed me.
I didn't push you that hard. No, I didn't.
You like 250 pounds, man.
I didn't push you that hard. I went like this and you kind of spun off and went into oblivion. You went into oblivion. So, after that, we were drinking from... At that guy's place for maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, then we left.
8 shots in an hour and a half.
Yeah, and so
we're
drive.
Totally not drunk yet. So no, we decided
we were
to drive.
Drunk.
What?
Yeah, we. Were, and no. Then I decided to drive home, and I'm like,
"Oh yeah, you drove.
I'm
that's
driving.
Right. That's co-pilot.
And, yeah, you're the worst co-pilot ever.
Yeah, you're doing
like
fine.
Rally.
Yeah, 30 left into
negative 30.
Slight right.
I don't know how you're gonna do that. No, you break.
Yeah. No. So on Sunday we had planned a fishing trip.
Oh, right,
that's the worst plan
I totally bailed out.
It didn't even work.
No.
So, this was the one where you guys were going to wake up at 5 in the morning.
No,
since,
no.
Since
no,
we were already no, up at 5 in the morning.
Oh, you
it
guys
was
were
already
carry 5 over?
O'clock in the morning. Yeah.
You guys were going to carry over?
Yeah. No, we did carry
we
over.
We did.
Jeez.
So we went to Walmart like, drunk as fuck.
You know what?
Fuck.
If we don't go now to get our fishing licenses, we're not going to get them.
They sell fishing licenses that early?
Yeah. 24 hours
no,
a day,
but
7
I was just
days
like,
a week.
Nah, man, I'm okay. Too fucked up. But he was like,
no, we have to go. We have
to. You guys have liquor coming out of your pores.
Sweating it out.
Especially Foxtrot here.
No, yeah, I totally
smelled like a drunk.
Yeah.
Of course.
So when we go into Walmart, we blend in perfectly.
Dude, we're the only people there. Brown.
Right. But still.
Walking around at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Either of them were Asian.
They're both Asian.
Yeah. And we're getting hot dogs.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
And buns and lots
because,
of water.
Oh, because
so
on top
a meal.
On top of fishing.
How are you
going to
warm up
fishing?
These hot dogs? Oh, dude, for
grill.
The trip.
We got
I bought,
the grill, yeah.
I bought charcoal, all right, too. All
right. Yeah.
We got everything.
You got the licenses,
everything.
You got the poles, you got the line, you got the bait.
No, yeah.
We even got night crawlers,
and we didn't even use all of them. Like, I killed half of them because I just threw them away.
You're just like,
I was just like, fuck this shit.
No, so, probably found a new home.
So by the time
somewhere
we finish getting everything together. It's 7 o'clock, and we're back at Foxtrot's place because the fishing spot is 5 minutes away, less than 5 minutes away. Uh-huh. So we're drinking, trying to sober up on coffee.
Worst idea ever. I mean, it was good. Nerves at the time
kind of go sideways.
Right.
Like everything is
because you carried over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
was mistake number one right there.
Yeah. We were stinking drunk still at 7:30 in the morning.
Ready to fish.
Yeah, ready to fish.
And they gave you licenses and they're like, they can probably smell you guys.
It's not like a gun license.
Wait, you just get it at the checkout?
Oh, it's like easily could have gotten. You know what? We could have even gotten those for free. We should have just left.
We should have, no. Yeah. Serious, yeah.
What, they just print them out and like, yeah. Here you go.
And they walk you to the electronics because they don't have any open registers in the sporting goods department. Right. But we should have just like, boom, and left. Free fishing. Anyway.
True that.
So we go to the convenience store to pick up some ice for the cooler.
Oh, this is where it goes sour.
It went sour when we went on our fast food excursion. Yeah. That was the breaking point.
That's right. Yeah, we're only on day two.
This is just
is day three.
This is the snowball. Shit. This is the aftermath. This is the landslide.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't remember all this shit, even though it happened.
I get a bag of ice and get two. I get one.
No, you get two.
I got one.
Standard 20 pound?
But it was a 20 pounder for 99 cents.
That's right.
Bonus. Yeah.
See, I can't even remember, man. God damn.
Yeah. All
right, usually runs, what, like $3 or something?
Yeah, $2.50. Yeah. Something like that for 20 pounder.
Right.
Even at HEB, it's $1.75.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we fill up the chest and it overflows. And
with
like,
ice? Just ice?
And there's
or did you put the beers in there first?
Which no,
you
we, done. We didn't put any beers, man. Right. We were done with water. We had a bunch of water.
Two cases of water.
No.
Bottles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we filled up the ice chest, and we try to close the thing, and there's ice keeps going everywhere. It's so scattershot that they go inside.
And where are you guys at?
You're at in Fox front Trots? Of a convenience store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In front of a convenience store, literally... literally 30 seconds from the fishing spot.
Uh-huh.
So we're the ice cubes are going everywhere, and Fox tries to close the trunk, and it doesn't close.
So my own car
forces it closed, and
busts, in his car,
yeah, and busts the latch.
Oh,
we don't know until we get to the fishing spot and really want water.
Uh-huh.
That the water,
the ice cold water
is locked in the back of his car.
You can't open the trunk.
No, I know how to open it,
but we don't have the volition. We don't have
the energy, the mental the capacity.
Yeah, like it was just gone.
Drive. We don't have
it was just
any
gone.
Of that.
Like we're so just running
just start
on fumes,
fishing.
Well, yeah, I had to do all the work. I was just like, here, man, cast.
Oh man!
And then we had casting problems. Then we had to fix that. Then after that, it was just like, oh yeah, you went to
cast,
sleep,
and then I decided to go to sleep on the bench.
Then we looked like bums because I passed out too with the fishing pole for
a while.
Like
this? Maybe 8:30. Were you just like this?
Fuck all this! You know, get him out of here.
We were both.
No, I was trying. I was trying to do stuff.
It was that coffee, man.
Oh man, everything just went sideways, and so I fall asleep on the bench. And I wake up and Foxtrot's gone. So
I fished like a couple times and I fell asleep.
Wait, how big is this
pole.
Area you guys are in?
It's huge. It's a park.
It's a good size. I mean, for
so easily you could lose each other.
Oh no, yeah. No! That's not Muir. It's not Muir Woods.
It's not like it's not difficult.
It's open.
It's open, and you can see each other.
But
kind
it's
of, but
far
it's,
where yeah, you're going to be.
There's
at,
there like, are distances distance. Apart. Anyway, he leaves me sleeping on the bench because. His side doesn't have any shade.
So I find shade.
So he finds shade.
At a different
and
bench.
I wake up, and I look around, and Foxtrot's not there, so I grab the fishing pole and start casting.
No, this is true.
I'm just vehement on catching
this
something.
This is true.
Because I know they're biting. They're chomping at the water.
But they don't want
I
what
can
we
see
have.
Them.
Uh-huh.
I can see
they know
the
we're
fish.
Drunk, man.
Yeah.
They're like, you're late,
they're just fucking with us.
Yeah, they're just fucking with
they're
us.
They're fucking with
did
us.
Did you like kind of throw some food in the water?
No, you don't bait the water like
no.
that.
No.
But we did lose several night crawlers. Just from casting.
You changed none of those.
That's cool.
It's I know, because you can't
but
do
did
it.
He actually hook his own worms
no,
this time?
No, I didn't. I'm
oh,
not kidding.
Your brother? No. Yeah. Fuck no.
No.
No, same, but same no, story. It's funny, because like last time the worms were kind of dead, but this time...
They were like fighting.
I actually had a problem putting them on, too.
They were
no, like,
fighting.
Not that I was scared, but I was just
they
like...
They were fighting.
Stop fucking moving, man. I was like, yeah, I need
they
to
did,
hook
they did
you.
Not. They did not want to get hooked.
Yeah.
So I start fishing... I start fishing, and Foxtrot texts me. He says, "You look stupid."
Because I wake up too. And
so was he somewhere in the woods with a sniper rifle or something?
Pretty much. Yeah. He was scoping me. And I'm like, huh? So I reel it back in and I cast it out. He's like, do you even know where I am? And I look around.
Nope, I'm gonna fish.
And this is all via text.
Yeah, off text. I don't even say no. I just keep fishing, and then I fish again. I cast it. I put the pole down. I go back to sleep. He texts me again. He's like, "Dude, let's go." I'm like, "Okay." And then he says, "Get the stuff." I said, "Either you come and help me get the stuff, or I'm throwing all the shit in the water."
But it's funny because most of the stuff was his. It was your own shit, man.
I know. But people said they said they would have been there by 10, but nobody showed by 10, so we bailed.
We were the only stupid ones to like stay up all night and do it. Question, even though...
Hey, Arthur, what the fuck's going on over there, man?
I was just filling in.
You're just... You're going hyperactive with that shit.
Shut the fuck up!
See?
Do you know what shut the fuck up
means? I don't know what shut the fuck up means.
I think from the onset, he said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to use... my sound effects.
So that's all he wants to do is represent my voice. Okay. All right, that's cool.
All right, so...
That's all right.
What the fuck, man? That was long.
I want to know where to go.
See?
All right, so dude, Arizona, he's jury summons.
So you guys looking forward to your trip to Corpus?
No.
What was that? That's three weeks?
That's 3 weeks.
Away. 3 weeks of training.
3 weeks of training. We're going to hit hardcore.
How much training have you done?
It's actually called drinking and smoking. That's how I roll.
Yeah. I've been running up in some bitches. Does that count?
Oh, yeah. That's cardio, dude. That totally counts. Plus, you get sleepy and shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm jealous. I haven't...
You build your heart rate up.
Yeah. To 3. This was on Discovery.
Like in Men in Black or like Independence Day? Aliens. Or Aliens.
Why are you only quoting Will Smith movies? Do you equate Will Smith to Alien movies? You know there were aliens.
I just said that.
Aliens.
Predator.
Alien
versus Predator.
Versus Predator.
I just said. I just fucking said that.
The one with Winona Ryder.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I like her, but she shoplifts. That's kind of a problem when you're.
She shoplifts in my heart.
Did she poop in your mouth? Mm. God damn, that's fucking real.
Mm. I'll poop into her butthole, and then she'll poop it back.
That's true love.
You have to swallow. That's part of the deal.
You don't swallow with your butthole.
That's like semi true.
That's like if somebody
threw... That's like a quarter true love.
If somebody threw a frisbee at you.
Your dick.
You don't catch it.
And you just knocked it out of the air.
That means I'm not gay.
To the number one, and this is a scientific fact, best method of contraception.
Smoke a lot of weed so your sperm dies.
What? No, Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew?
When you pour it in the bitch?
No, what?
What?
No. Pulling out's number one. Number two is Mountain Dew because it lowers your sperm count. It's made out of goat piss.
Bullshit!
Oh, no shit.
I read the white papers on Mountain Dew.
And I mean, it was a midnight showing and I packed the work 7 a.m., so I didn't get my
sleep. I didn't sleep. So
you know
beat
why?
That.
Because
I'm not a loser.
I saw Neil get a fucking 8-ball and not share with me.
Yeah, okay, asshole.
It's a hell of a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally you.
What?
You're sticking like your face
making
on there?
Out with your microphone. Pretend it's my ball sack. Pretend it's my ball sack.
Ew, dude.
That felt good.
Imagine if I gave you a hand job.
No.
Now yell at my butthole.
You need to take a shower.
And then she'll pull it back.
Nope. No, that's for the ladies.
We'll get Miguel in here to wipe it out.
Yeah. Promosexual?
Did you get a watermelon drink?
Hey, you know what?
Did you get an horchata?
But why did we go? Why did everyone go to court? Well, you guys had some
You didn't go for the same reason we
did. I didn't go for the same reason, but why don't you tell everyone why you went?
I went to run a marathon.
I went to run a marathon, too. But you know what?
He was in the truck the whole
time.
In
life.
The truck.
Like life. Not everything happens as planned.
No, it doesn't.
You can't plan for
life. But you know what? If you have good friends, you still get a medal and a t-shirt.
Oh, they gave up medals?
Nobody can prove that I didn't.
I know you didn't because...
No, you don't know that.
I was the sixth leg and you were the fifth and you never came to hand me the baton, bitch.
No, you don't even know that.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Shota about it.
That sticker right there is the shirt I'm wearing right now.
It sounds like you guys ran a marathon or
dude,
something.
For real. That's
oh, yeah.
Totally
you ever heard of a little thing called
sticker?
That's me breathing on my fingernails.
This is me rubbing on my shirt. Beach to Bay.
Beach to Bay?
You ever heard of a little thing called Beach to Bay?
32. Is this a big marathon that goes on at Corpus Christi?
Yeah, there are 2,500 participants.
Teams?
Teams.
Like over 15,000.
Get that into your fucking head.
Over 15,000 people.
Yeah, six-person relay.
Did you say 15,000?
Yeah, count that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 15,000!
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. Corpus made some money this weekend.
Hey, Corpus made $6 and change.
So it's a six-leg marathon?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And each leg is approximately 4 miles.
Uh-huh.
Some are shorter, some are longer.
This is Team Rice and Beans.
Team Rice and Beans taking it to your face.
Cool. And you guys rented this pretty badass condo.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. The condo was cool.
Check that out.
But the beach to bay, the weather was just crummy.
It was raining,
right?
It was raining the entire time. The entire time I was waiting for my baton.
Like little rain, but like hard rain.
Yeah. And the clouds were just...
The clouds were like cacao?
I think there was a low pressure system.
Yeah. Like matching with the high pressure system?
Oh, man. It was
making
just
like
a mess.
These crazy things in the air?
Like these cacao. Things in the air that was like a lot of light and a lot of noises.
It was very loud.
So how tired were you guys after your leg?
I actually didn't sleep much at all this weekend.
No,
I felt like drinking.
Like partying. He did not feel like running. However, I applaud Foxtrot.
Thank you.
He gets my Dynamite Proppers of the week. Dynamite. For running 4. What? Yours was actually one of the longer ones,
It
was roughly 4.5.
Yeah.
Hey, you finished strong.
But if you look at the picture,
if you go to
I look like
SlamCityRaider.com /Beach to Bay,
he looks like he's losing
the Special Olympics. By a lot.
Hey, man. Everyone's a winner.
A lot.
Everyone's a fucking winner, okay?
Just because you got a participation medal does not mean you're a winner.
Oh, guess what? Huh. Miguel bought me Whataburger.
Aw.
Because I made him.
Aw.
He bought me an Amber Whataburger. He was like...
What?
Or Amber was like, yeah, we'll pay you back. And I was like, uh-uh.
Is he a baller now?
I don't know.
Hey, Miguelita Burrito, if you're out there, call now 512-827-SLAM. I got bone to pick with you.
Plenty of dinners.
Wait,
and beer.
GMN didn't get Whataburger?
No, because he
I
was
showed up
driving.
30 minutes later.
30 minutes.
But GMN did give me a coffee, which is awesome. Thank you very much.
No, because for the longest time, we couldn't find our fourth and fifth legger.
Actually, they couldn't find me either.
Shota. And,
wasn't everyone running to the same place?
No.
It's six legs. You stop it.
Right. But wouldn't there be people running to
It's from the island, from Padre Island, the end
The bay
of
the area.
But isn't it all, like, outlined?
It's linear.
Yeah.
Once you toss off the baton, you're pretty much on your own.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you go to your legs by yourself.
And then you try to find the bus, but the buses were... It was kind of a mess because
of the
weather.
So there wasn't really people running around you the whole time.
Once you pass off your relay baton, you're stuck there until
you're
the
stuck
bus comes around.
Your next leg, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's 15,000 people, yeah.
There's 15,000 people.
So there's people everywhere.
Dude,
all the time.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
You don't know what's going on.
Amber acted like a real and then jumped into the back of a truck and just kind of went.
Oh, yeah, because she was on the... That's funny.
Yeah.
Props to her. She actually got, like, a ride because the bus wasn't there.
Yeah,
the
bus
right
was
time.
Very scatterbrained. It was a mess.
So how was your leg, GMN?
My leg was harrowing. Harrowing, but...
You couldn't handle the rain?
No, I could. I handled the damn rain. I handled the distance. It took me literally no time to finish my leg. Zero. Zip. Nada, because I'm fast.
Yeah.
And I'm like lightning.
He's like lightning because he didn't run. But if there was pictures...
Wait, what'd you say?
He didn't run.
You didn't run?
I don't want to get into the specifics because... You know, I don't know if you've heard of this little thing called Beach to Bay.
You ran Beach to Bay?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know how he could have missed me. I was on the sidelines looking like a goddamn highlighter.
Actually, I call him Kiwi because he's brown on the outside and highlighter yellow on the
inside. I'm an inverse Kiwi.
Does he have little seeds in him, too?
I had,
you know, if you guys to the website, we'll actually just take a picture of Neil with his running gear
GMN
on.
With my gear on.
There's also a picture of his foot. You know, like
we're not putting that up there.
I don't. That's not PG-13.
That's totally PG-13.
No, that's
It's okay.
That's dead people fetish shit.
2010. Oh, okay, never mind. We just had a picture of GMNN with his running gear on. Like,
and the
full
captain's
running
going
gear.
To say, how the hell could you miss this deliciousness? Don't you like kiwis?
So the leg before you ran, your leg
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he showed up at my leg. He said he waited around for 20 minutes. Couldn't find me.
No one could find anyone.
Yeah,
and you guys, where did you guys finish? Were you like dead last?
Okay, out of like the 2,500 or whatever it was,
2,500 teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
We finished like 740, I think.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Top 25%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And out of our
waiting 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or
no. Yeah, no. But guess our time. Our time was awesome. It was like 4:20 in like 30 seconds.
I don't want to say
four
awesome.
4 hours,
dude. No, that was awesome.
It's approximately 10 minutes.
Number 4:20. Come on.
Oh, okay.
All
right. It's approximately 10 minute mile. 10 minute mile.
It's all
right. It's okay. It's
hey, like, but you guys did it, right? And you had a good time, right?
We had a good time. I kind of didn't.
When me and Neil first drove to our legs, because we had the later leg, we were driving down.
Yeah.
Like,
and this was on the bus?
No.
We were driving the truck.
And, oh, okay.
I dropped him off at his leg, the fifth leg, which was at Paloma Park or something like that.
Yeah. Mine was the sixth leg. You were the fifth.
This is on Ocean Drive.
Yeah.
On Ocean Drive. Cool.
So I drop him off. And I say, have fun, bitch.
And I said, later, bitch. And it was already raining hardcore, so I stood in the rain for 3 hours.
It was raining. Yeah, so it was kind of funny and a little
ironic,
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
I didn't even run my leg.
And like the rest of our teammates thought that both of us, me and Neil, wouldn't show up to any
because
of our legs.
It was weird.
It was super early when you guys had to start, right?
Right. The start was 7 o'clock.
And we're kind of known early, for just like walking around and having fun. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of ditching on obligation.
Yes.
Responsibility. Yeah. Tenacity.
The will
of the tiger.
Yeah. Perseverance.
Yeah. Things like that.
Integrity.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Definitely integrity.
Come on.
That's a big
we're
one.
Very, we're super integral.
That's a big one. But you know what? In the end, everyone had fun.
Everyone
it was for a good cause.
Yeah,
we had Whataburger. Neil still got a medal.
Good social event.
Neil still got a medal. He still got a t-shirt, and I still had to pay $120 to run, even though I didn't want to run.
But my voice is wet. My voice is wet. Nobody wants to harmonize.
My voice is wet.
My voice is wet. My voice is wet.
You deep inside my butthole shitter.
So if you're hot, please remember me and to send a
remember
picture
Fox
or trot. Information.
Fox
trot. If you're
amateur
really cool, maybe I'll take you out to dinner, but you have to pass a test. So,
and that test is
on Scantron.
You have to pay for the meal.
And if
and
you do
transportation.
That, I love you, bitch.
For at least 3, maybe 4 minutes. The lake out there.
All right.
I don't think that's the one near my mom's house.
No, it's further out.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that, I don't,
oh, is
I
that
where catch...
we caught fireworks?
No. We fished there before. We only caught a drunkenness.
We only caught the shittiest buzz ever.
Was this the Steel Reserve time?
Man,
how'd you know, dude?
Time. Because it's like the only time you guys ever talk about.
Yeah.
About
that's
fishing
only,
and drinking.
Wow, you remember, dude.
That's the only time we've ever had
goddamn.
Steel Reserve. That's
no,
that's
I had it the time before when I went fishing with those
and
guys.
And you didn't tell me? You didn't tell me what I was in for?
No.
I was like, this isn't bad.
But that last time was like, actually it was better because it was at Granger. And like we actually got in the water and chilled. But that's why we got so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because we were in the water drinking, not even fishing.
And trying to catch the fish with your hands.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
So.
FlamCityRadio.com.
That place is always busy.
Oh, man. It's
super
packed.
Get the tortas. Because the tortas there are probably the best in Texas. And
rock your face off.
Yeah.
Better than Mexico.
Better
I said
than Mexico
it.
Tortas.
I said it.
I totally
said it.
Second that.
I said
totally
it.
Second that.
Texas.
Barbacoa for life.
Oh, yeah.
One,
let's
two,
get let's get
three,
a tub of barbacoa.
For life. Yo, oh, man, we should get a tub of barbacoa.
We get a tub of barbacoa right now.
You
do it anywhere. Really?
This is Texas.
Yeah, this is Texas.
This is Texas. And Shiner
is our beer.
Of Texas.
Mm-hmm. So if you drink anything else, you're just a bitch.
Traitor.
A traitor to Texas.
You are un-American.
You know what's funny? I'm not even from Texas, but I love this shit.
Shiner. Oh, man. It just got serious in here.
Damn.
Like, seriously serious.
So when you drink Shiner, this is what you get. This is what you get.
Hey, are you drinking Shiner?
Yeah.
Well, then I got nothing to give you, but...
Respect, man.
Man. by on. Drinking Shiner.
You get
yeah. So pass, respect. Pass on the piss beer. I don't care if you're watching your weight. Shiner beer. Look, I'm gonna read the nutrition facts. Guess how many calories? -4. Look at that. It's better than celery.
I was about to say, dude. It's better than celery.
Yeah.
Damn.
Shiner beer is better than celery for you.
You can drink like a whole mess of it. Like
this is my diet right here.
You know what's funny? So I rented a Hawaiian shirt for
you
free.
You rented a Hawaiian shirt
and,
for free. Okay,
you know what?
Like,
a couple
I
years
like,
ago
I
when
like,
we first
like
met,
that.
I remember you renting a bicycle that I sanded. And someone returned it back to Walmart.
Oh,
and,
no, and it's extra funny, too, because I ripped all the stickers off.
You ripped the stickers off.
We ripped
you
the
sanded
stickers
it
off,
down.
And I
you
sanded
painted
it yeah.
a different color.
No, we didn't paint it.
No, I just sanded it and we returned it.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
And the douchebag at the counter was like, where's all the stickers?
I was like, this is the way we bought it. And
oh,
they took it back.
No, nah, that's because we fucked it up.
Yeah, we did fuck it up.
The like handlebars.
Actually, I think I switched out the handlebars with mine.
Nah, they're not so quality.
Like parts, it was like a parts bike.
So if we can yeah.
so
take
I do that
anything
thing.
Away from this story is that you can rent stuff from Walmart for free.
Pretty much.
And you can trash the shit out of it.
Get
your money back.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
your money back.
It's like a deposit.
We're going to get sued.
<It's> Even if you mess it up, they yeah. don't keep the yeah. deposit. It just sucked that the Rattlers closed, and there was also that other ride we wanted to ride where it basically just spun you around in a swing. You know, but
oh,
there's like,
I like that. No,
like
that's classic.
On it.
No, that's classic.
It's classic.
Wait, have yeah, you guys seen the closed. Thing where it actually broke? Have you guys seen that what? Video?
For real?
It's
like
on
a
YouTube.
Video?
No, yeah.
And it flung someone?
No, fuck that. It fucking sucks because it just
the whole
drops.
Thing fell over?
It just drops.
Oh,
damn.
Shit.
Yeah.
And people are like at the apex of the swing and they just get smashed to the ground.
Yeah, and they get pulled in.
Game
too. Fuck.
Over. For real.
Yeah. So.
But cool. one of the better ones, check this out, dude.
Funnel cake.
No.
And turkey legs.
No. Yeah. No, check this out. Bumper cars.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
bumper
yeah,
cars
shit,
were
dude.
The shit.
Dude, there were like 9 of us.
Okay, you know, I am 26 years old, but now since you mentioned it, I can't remember when it was the last time I fucking played
shit,
dude.
And the thing is, everybody God knew damn. How to play.
Yeah.
And we knew how to
man.
Drive those cars.
And we were playing to win.
Yeah. It was all about like gaining that inertia and just
word.
Pow!
Yeah, pow. And we all picked a kid and go,
okay.
That is our bitch.
Okay, I could totally officially say now that I totally missed out.
You did. That was fun, man. That was
like
fun. The rest of bumper cars.
It's cool, but bumper cars, dude, that's cool. So who's a bitch?
Is that your favorite one?
Who's a bitch? Who's a bitch? I want to know.
I think everyone was an even bitch.
No.
Who bitched?
No, on the bumper cars.
Who's
the
bumper
cars? There's a 6-year-old retarded kid.
What?
That we all ganged up on.
Dude, that's like laser tag, man.
You've lost your balls.
You kick him over. And you shoot them.
And you just hold them.
Yeah.
They cry. You just yeah, keep shooting
block,
for points.
You block yours. And you shoot the shit out of them.
Okay. America, it's mean. But in the end, once you see that score
mm-hmm.
and you get your printout,
you feel so
you hang that on the wall.
Fucking good about you.
Are we talking about laser tag now?
Yeah. Laser tag.
Talking
bumper
about
cars to laser tag?
I-E-U. Kill a tofu. E-I-E. Ooh-ee-oo. Kill a tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
do,
he eats his sugar in his cereal, but it makes his teeth
bacterial.
For you youngsters that don't know, it's a Doug reference.
It's a what reference?
Doug? Remember that show?
I never really watched it too
Skeeter.
Much. Funny. It was okay.
See you at the dance, right. Doug.
Patty mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I think
she's
she
my favorite condiment. Yeah.
We're going to have to give her some Dynamite props.
Damn. Dynamite.
So, author dude.
What's up?
What do you have for lunch?
Lobster tail with butter.
No. Nope.
Was it a 24-ounce sirloin?
I actually had that the other day. It
what?
24 ounces.
How big was
six.
It?
It was only 6. It was like a lunch portion.
That's not a lunch portion.
Pussy.
Yeah, it is.
That's a baby-backed
bitch
portion.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Hey, you, you want to say that again?
Because
you
I can
say
eat.
That again?
Yeah, it's a baby-backed bitch portion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Bitch.
And of course, hey, let's harmonize that. Baby-backed bitch portion.
Bitch? You know what? Because he's 28 years old.
Hey, man.
Oh, damn.
Not everyone can be star players. Not everyone can be star players, right?
I'm a star player.
I try to be, man.
Hey,
I'm just an asshole now.
You are an asshole, man.
You know what? You know why I'm an asshole?
You are an asshole.
You said it on Monday when I emailed you. Because of work.
Because of
work.
Work
made me this way.
Well, I don't know.
I'm stuck in this cubicle.
Yeah.
I think you might be just reaching for excuses.
Fuck you.
Oh, see? 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 Man, that's hurtful.
Good
the
job,
fuck is a chicken bake?
It's good. It's good. It's good.
You can stop. You can
hey, one more
down.
Time. One time. It. Arthur, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Are you just,
one in the hizzy.
Are you just dinging that because you had filet mignon?
I didn't have filet mignon.
I thought mignon. He had... Does he have lobsters on?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday's lobster day, isn't
like
it?
From Maine, like actually yeah. Set here?
Maine lobster imported over an owl.
Escargot.
I didn't even my give cargo. You guys any hints.
All right, hints.
All right. There was bread involved.
Bread involved. Oh, was it panko crusted shrimp?
Oh. No. Donkey dick.
Did you eat donkey dick?
Humor, son.
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Kobe beef.
On the side. Oh, yeah. Kobe beef.
No.
Koi fish.
Mm. No. Do you need more
he said
hints?
Bread.
Bread. Bread. All I've said is bread.
Artisan okay. Bread.
Well, then, yeah, was it? Did you just eat artisan bread?
No. Mm. Well... Mm. It kind of tastes like artisan without the tough
artisan.
Crust.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then,
so it wasn't artisan bread.
There was poultry for meat.
Poultry cheese, for any meat. Cheese, turkey. Milk products.
There was cheese. Can you guess what kind of cheese real quick?
Cheddar.
Swiss.
GMN got it.
Yeah, because I saw it in your fridge.
And so you had poultry
file's
and cheese.
File's done.
Did it have vegetables in it?
No, it's just I gave you the three ingredients. Can you guess what it is?
It is turkey stuffed jalapenos dipped in Swiss.
Fried.
Coated, oh.
And fried. Oh, what?
Yeah. I thought I was onto something.
No. I think you were too, man.
Was it a fucking turkey sandwich?
It was a turkey sandwich.
Did you have chips, too?
Did you have chips, too?
No chips.
Do you have water or soda?
Wait, I think GMM wants his dings. How many dings you want?
Give me six.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feels good. One more. Oh, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Come on.
Five.
It's called sleepy time, bitch.
Sleepy time, bitch. Leave me the fuck alone.
Little Kim, after I come on your face.
512.
I'll be sleeping, so call me.
827-SLAM.
Little Kim, really? Not Alicia Keys?
Oh, Alicia Keys, you got to take her out on a couple dates.
It's Jim and N's, girl. I can't do that. Plus, I like the dirty ones.
Lil Kim, kind of cool. 512-827-SLAM.
I'll make you famous, bitch.
I'll make Lil Kim famous.
Oh, man.
I love you. Just jokes and jokes.
No, it wasn't broccoli cheese.
Cheese?
No.
Tortilla?
No.
Campbell's?
Nope.
Noodle? Wet noodle soup?
Nope. Wet noodle soup?
Imagine if I gave you a hand.
On your face?
On your face, because actually in your mouth, because you're eating it.
I didn't have wet noodle soup, dickhead. did you have wet noodle soup, bitch?
No.
Fuck, bitch!
No. Did not.
My favorite part about Tianjin is that there are no windows. Zero windows.
It's like Vegas?
Zero windows.
Are there clocks?
There are no clocks. But when you exit, you feel like you're just, you know, you were at a strip club. You just feel dirty.
Oh, do you know what?
Your eyes are dilating.
I've been to a strip club multiple times, but now I just noticed that there are no windows anywhere.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah. It's like a casino.
Let's go to strip club.
Beautiful bitch. All right,
let's
fuck you.
Dude, call this one. Let's call it. Let's call it off. Let's go. After we get Whoppers from Burger King.
SlamCityRadio.com.
Call us 512-827-SLAM and tell us three clues about
what you had for lunch.
And send us pictures too. Yeah, send us pictures through the fucking phone line, stupid ass. Send us pictures, amateur@slamcityradio.com. Attention, dirty shit ninja is a stupid ass motherfucker.
Like hey, you'll be surprised if it works, you stupid motherfucker.
And if you have.
I might act tough.
But I got feelings and shit, bitch.
Naked lady pictures.
Oh, yes.
Dirty shit ninja.
Send those to me.
Speaking of naked lady pictures, I hear you like sushi.
I do like sushi.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking good for you.
It's good for you. It's what I like to call delicious and nutritious.
It's pretty effing good.
Especially when you don't even eat anything and just drink at a sushi bar.
So you went to a sushi place and didn't eat anything? You didn't have any
sushi
at the sushi?
We had sushi.
Okay.
It was sushi happy hour.
Was it expensive?
No. I mean, for three people.
It was like $20 each.
Wow.
We ate a lot and we drank a lot. We probably had like four beers
each. Yeah, we had drink.
Oh, okay.
So.
And this is average beer prices. It adds up.
It's actually like cheaper than $2 beers. Other place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's way cheaper than that other place that refuses to sponsor us. It's this one place that refuses to sponsor us in Round Rock. And
they should sponsor us.
How was the sushi?
It was good. I don't know about the real sushi, but I mean the sushi they
the sushi on display.
On display is pretty good.
The sushi on display. The
actually tuna? Trying it. I haven't tried it yet.
The tuna?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
So I grew some balls.
This is our 404 spotting of the week. Oh yeah, my dynamite props goes to Foxtrot for growing a pair and talking to the bitch at the place that refuses to sponsor us.
Well, was this the waitress?
Yes, it was weird.
Okay.
But it was like awkward because we, Migs and I had to stand outside to keep from laughing.
And I was just talking to her and stealing mints.
No, it was cool because like he like leaned up on the counter and got an open grill. He's like, hey bitch, listen. I fucking love you.
It's the truth. No, it's not the truth. What the fuck? I just want to have fun. That's all.
I just want to have you call 512-827-SLAM or Amateur Hour at SlamCityRadio.com. Get in touch with Dirty City Ninja. If you pay for dinner, he will take you out.
So did you get a number?
No, I gave
the number was
number.
Zero.
Yeah, it was zero. But that's fine because I hate calling people.
Sector on fire.
Oh, someone dropped out the beats.
That's over, man.
I know.
Hey, what are you going to do to get
respect?
Yeah.
Drink what are you gonna fucking do? Shiner.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Mm-hmm. Shiner does not endorse Slam City Amateur Radio.
But Slam City
endorses
Amateur Hours endorses Shiner.
Because we get respect.
We are the jilted lovers. We love you guys.
So do you guys have any funny work stories? I have one.
Oh, go ahead.
I think I might have one
last
too.
Week. Well, I'm pretty sure most of us go to the bathroom to waste time.
Yeah,
because like, I
calculated
get paid
last week.
Okay, go.
I got $54.
That's
for shitting.
You're shitting.
That's awesome.
I'm not shitting you.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I made $54 shitting.
I don't know how much I made because this was a quickie. It was a quick poop.
That was a whole week though.
Oh, that was a whole week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I'm just
I didn't make
this,
that just.
I'm
like
just doing
one
this
poops.
Yeah, I was about
that's
to
like
say
a whole
man.
Day of pooping.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. So this one
jealous.
Yeah, I'm totally jealous if you can make that much money taking a poop.
Nice.
Well, I took poop, and of course, everyone looks at their poop after they're done.
No.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
Okay, well, I found some nuts in mine. I was like, I'm just wondering, when in the fuck did I eat nuts? I just cannot remember.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
And one of the Slam City Amateur Hour rituals is eating granola bars before the show.
And
that's pregame.
That's pregame. Yeah. But you know
that's
what? I forgot because I got really fucked up and I forgot I ate a granola bar.
You forgot what he ate?
You forgot
what he probably ate like three granola bars.
I probably did.
Three granola bars and gay sex. But he forgot.
Okay, never mind.
I fucking love you, dog.
No.
Fucking love
you. Fuck off.
I want to be inside you, Holmes.
No. No, man.
Best
damn.
Friends forever, man. Seriously.
No. No. Fuck that
so
shit.
So out there.
All right.
Dick. No. What the fuck?
Your dick, my mouth.
No. Goddamn. No. Only to girls.
You know those farts you lay down whenever
the
you...
The ones that go...
Yeah, but no one hears it, and it smells really bad.
S-B-D.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's from eating a lot of meat, like... Thanksgiving turkey. Yeah, man.
Oh.
That shit filled our nose. And I could tell it was her because she was like moving her legs around trying to plug her butthole back up because it's seeping some SBD, man.
That's what you put your dick
God
in her.
Damn.
Man, that is inconsiderate.
ATM.
You're the box of
inconsiderate.
Fucking said you wouldn't tell.
Play.
Oh, you need to hear that?
What is Zamatra?
I need my heart rate.
This is
I need my heart rate to go through the roof.
All right. Through sorry, the GMM.
Hey, break it off.
All right. Here we go.
Into her pussy.
Oh, man. This gives me some jacked. Some fucking jacked.
Hey, man.
I'm going to make your ass tap out. Get all afflicted and shit. So,
there's
there's
a vein popping out of your face.
There's a baby popping out.
Oh, vein.
Yeah.
You're so...
Because I'm so goddamn jacked.
You need
get to, it! Hit it again! I want it again!
One more time.
We're putting something together called the Kumite, and it's basically a battle of the bands.
Hit it again!
We're looking for a...
Hit it
bands.
Again!
It's not working.
I'm so bored.
This is what happens with the Kumite.
Yeah!
Oh, speaking of crossing...
I'll see you at the crossroads.
Oh.
Crossroads.
So you won't be lonely.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's coming to town?
Is that tomorrow?
Got to miss everybody.
Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Emos. Yeah.
At Emos. Of all places. That's
That's cool as hell.
That is cool. Gonna be that dude in the corner. I'll just
be off. No.
I'll bring you headphones.
Man. Yeah, no. When they start the crossover, they'll be like, "Oh my shit! That's my shit! I'll see you at the car, Crazy Bone, Crazy." Because Crazy is my favorite.
Is he
Crazy Bone?
Why is he your favorite?
Because he's crazy.
Because he's crazy. Damn.
And he got him a salary bunny and my Uncle John and John and John.
So it's not the right pizza now? Guy.
Oh, someone fucked this shit up, man. Damn.
Just coming into the studio.
We have a special studio guest. Megalito Burrito.
A.K.A. Buck 10.
Buck 10. Buck 10.
Is that his new name?
That's his old name, actually.
I just coined that yesterday.
And have a seat. Tell us how the journey from San Antonio was.
It's San Antonio.
It was actually pretty good.
I just want all the listeners to know that Miguel has a sock on his microphone.
Yes.
The punk bitch.
Everyone's entitled to
it. It's clean, though.
Uh-uh.
It smells good.
You wish what I did with it.
Yeah.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
I think you can guess what he did with your
sock.
And
I don't even live here.
He doesn't even live here.
That's even more fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Is it crusty?
So what brings us? What brings you into town, Miguelito Burrito?
Free comic book day.
FCBD.
That's tomorrow.
For those of you in the know.
May 1st.
Where's that?
Also known as Board of Shit Day if you're Foxtrot.
Yeah, I like to stand outside the comic book store.
Could you just,
are we waiting in line again?
Could you talk into the microphone?
If we get
talking in the mic right
there
now.
There you go, right there.
Sorry.
That's fine.
It's not too much fun.
A little too much fun.
Yeah. But the first place will be open at 8 a.m.
And it's called A Place That Refuses to Sponsor Us, which we will promptly go to another place that refuses to sponsor us.
Montenegro.
Cap the day off at the final place that refuses to sponsor us.
But we're going to see Iron Man 2 with them.
Oh, yeah. That's next week.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
I'm kind of excited.
I wish we got free tickets, but that place that refuses to sponsor us refused to sponsor us.
Punk bitches.
Shut the fuck up!
Do you know what shut the fuck up means?
I don't know. I think you should just let the sound effects handle that shit.
I just came to help.
Hit him.
I just came to help out.
I just fucking said.
Do we really need to hit him?
Hit him.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
damn it.
Jesus.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
Herpes!
Miguel over here is also going to be running Beach to Bay, right?
Yes.
I believe it's pronounced Bizich to Bizay.
Can you get table showers there?
I don't know.
I didn't ask, actually.
Well,
probably.
Perhaps you should have.
They had live music, too.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit about
table showers.
Do they have table showers?
I think they...
Because I get dirty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. It gets pretty dirty.
So this place is pretty new?
No, I don't think so.
It's like 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah. And he just now discovered.
He finally just got there.
Yeah.
Hey, you never heard about it.
No, I don't go to that side of town, really.
Dude, we're not from fucking San Antonio.
Yeah, so?
I'm
sure there's lots of cool shit you never heard about. You know, atoms, electrons, neutrons and shit. Hydrogen bongs and shit.
Yeah,
you ain't even heard about that one.
I've heard of that, man.
Really?
We made that shit.
Yeah. We went downtown last night.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mikey and I. And a couple other people.
Were those other people?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so we were walking, and this guy decides to whip out his dong and starts pissing. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It was a hobo, right?
Are you talking about MJ?
No, not MJ.
Was it the drum guy?
No, it was a guy passed out on the bench, the bus bench.
What street? What street?
A hobo?
What street?
In between 5th and 6th.
This is like Crime Report right here.
In between 5th and 6th. Like, it was in the shit. It was in the shit 6th.
Uh-huh.
So it was right by Buffalo Billiards, actually.
Right on.
And so he's arcing a piss, and I see it. I'm like, oh, shit. So I sidestep, and I say, look out. Mikey sees it, and then,
And
then
it hits him in the face?
Was he all laughing and shit? Like the
I was laughing. No, he was having a bad day. That guy was having a whole day.
Like, he was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
So my cousin came in last night at 12:30 and really wanted to go down to 6th Street. By the time we get down to 6th Street, it's 1:30.
Yeah,
fuck? I mean, it's wrapping up, but it's desperation time. This is the best time. This is my favorite time. Desperation time. Uh-huh. You know, last call to get your bitches on. So we what is that, Maggie Mays?
What a liar.
Maggie Mays, we're upstairs. You know, they're people. They're having a good time. And we're there for 10 minutes. Yeah, fist bumping, stupid shit. And we're leaving. And there's about to be a fight. Where?
No shit. Right, okay, describe right why. Why?
I don't know. Two people know were posturing. They were posturing, and their homeboys were keeping them from fighting. Just so the women
were they like little kids?
No,
wait, no, we're
I guess
club.
So. I mean, they're
no, they're like over
21.
Yeah, that's stupid, man.
But
really?
They're, yeah, they're
on a Thursday fucking night.
But the best, the best part about leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning is everybody's crying.
Are you serious?
Everybody's crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Are these all the failures of the night?
It's either failures or like, oh, my boyfriend doesn't want to talk to me. But it's all these bitches. Like everywhere you go, every all 10 right, steps, man. Literally 10 steps.
This is great.
There's a girl
this
crying.
Is the bee's knees, item 9.
There's a girl crying. There's smeared mascara.
Man.
There's the stink of desperation.
This is probably a holiday, though. I don't think that happens every
That's
week.
That's not a holiday. That was yesterday. Yesterday. That was yesterfucking day.
No, but it's a Sixth Street type holiday.
Please go call ahead. Us. Call us now. We care.
512-827-SLAM.
Send us pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Call
if
us.
If you're a lovely lady and you're having a relationship problem.
Because we might fix it.
Just, you know, oh, I'll definitely fix it. I'll fix the shit out of it.
Don't worry about the alcohol we'll provide.
I'll fix the shit out of it twice.
Two times?
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What's up, dude? Hey, where are you at?
I'm at my grandparents.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, it's Easter.
Yeah. Nice, does everyone dude. Keep forgetting it's Easter?
Well, I mean,
like, all of my friends have been like, where are you, Miguel? I'm like, I'm in Weslaco.
So I take it you're not drinking.
The what?
Are you not drinking?
No.
Are you eating beef?
Might be.
Are you eating beef?
What?
Are you eating beef?
I already ate beans, actually. about, like, 20 minutes ago.
I said beef, but that's funnier. Yeah, so Dirty wants to say hi.
Hey, where you at, dude?
What?
Where are you at?
I'm at my grandparents' house.
He just said that.
Oh, did he? Is it
I
Easter?
Literally just said that.
Is it Easter? Also, hey, in 30 seconds, can you explain to me Jungian philosophy?
No. What?
Can you explain to me Jungian philosophy in 30 seconds?
Go, Jungian go. Philosophy? No, go. I can't.
Go.
Time's running down.
Go. Go.
Hurry up.
Go. Yeah, Jungian psychology.
Hurry up. Hurry
That's
up.
Right. Go. Go.
I actually don't remember.
Oh, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Why? All right,
dog. Well, you enjoy your beans.
Fuck, bitch! Fuck, bitch!
That was painful. That was painful. I can't believe I hung up on it.
I just have to keep it running because it wasn't going anywhere.
Somebody was supposed to say something else.
Is he gonna call you back?
We'll see.
Is he gonna call you back?
I hope he does.
That was funny. Like he didn't really get it. Like he's like,
why don't you just call him back real quick? You know, just say like, oh, my phone must have dropped out.
Are we gonna make this a whole Miguel episode?
We could try,
dude. We probably could because I'm just unprepared maybe, today.
Just have a little conversation with him, and I'll throw a wind shit. You know, I'll just be like,
oh yeah, we'll
what
see
the
if
hell
he gets
is
it.
Interrupting my kung fu?
We'll see if he gets it.
What should I start off with?
Something he knows.
Maybe the dentist
it's
scream.
Ringing now.
Here, check. I'll do the scream.
Hello.
What's up, dude? Sorry about that. Yeah, my phone died.
What's your phone died.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I thought it just hung up on me.
No, nah, dude. I wouldn't do that.
Oh. So what are you guys doing?
Oh, we're just sitting around drinking. You know, Friday.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So what is there to do on a Friday night in Weslaco?
Actually, me and my cousin went to McAllen.
Oh, nice.
BFF.
And we
best fucking friends forever, man.
We went
Seriously.
To the Asian market. And
there's an Asian market in McAllen? Was
there
it good?
There is. And hey. Believe it or not, it has like everything that every Asian could possibly want because it's probably the only place
Does that have
in
Asian
the valley
girls?
Where you can get Asian food. Not nice ones.
See? No, you said it had everything an Asian person could want.
You are a liar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it had Korean and
did
Japanese
kimchi?
And
kimchi.
Yeah, it did.
It had kimchi.
It had wow. Filipino stuff. It had hala hala.
It had hala hala.
It had hala hala ice cream.
Hala hala.
Hala
hala back.
Hala hala. Hala
hala. Hala hala. Oh yeah, my brother's here too.
You smell like shit.
And it had Vietnamese and stuff. So.
Oh really?
How was that?
It was like everything. It was pretty cool.
Cool.
And then we had some food. And then we went to like McCown's.
Did you eat at the Asian market?
No, but we did eat at a Vietnamese place.
Oh really?
Well, how was the pho?
How was the pho?
We didn't have pho.
Did they throw silver at you?
No, they didn't.
They didn't? Damn. What did you have?
The noodle dish that we always get.
That's
only
racist.
The
That's
oh,
racist.
Oh, the vermicelli noodles with shrimp?
Yeah. The cool. Boon.
Oh, boom.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Boom. Yes, boom. I believe it's pronounced. I don't know.
Bun?
Bullshit!
Boom. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'll call her next.
yeah, call her and be like, oh, she was kind of mad.
Actually, can you three-way call?
Yeah, I can.
I think you should do that.
No.
Are you going to have a three-way on the phone?
No. What the hell are you talking
that's
about?
That's gross.
That's gross, dude. That's
what?
How
gross.
That's
how make her, money.
That's how babies are made.
Oh, dude, but, you're... Oh.
Imagine if I gave you a
no.
What was I saying? What oh, yeah, saying? Yeah. She was like, Neil hasn't called me back. We're supposed to hang out.
What?
He hasn't called me back.
How was I supposed to hang out with her?
She said she tried calling you and then you hadn't called back or something. I don't know. Something
okay.
like that.
Well, I'll call her next.
And she was sad that you guys can't go to
oh.
the dance with
well,
her.
We have... something else to do.
Yeah.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little
prick? Your hair.
Yeah, I gotta wash my hair that night. Alright, dude. Well, I'm gonna let you go.
Alright, cool. You guys have fun.
Shut the fuck up!
Alright.
Do you know what
shut
the fuck
my
up is? Two times!
What?
Let me dude, you smell like
are you
shit.
What?
Are you just messing with me?
I'm not messing with you.
I feel pretty sure that I'm not an asshole. I'm like a totally nice guy.
What don't you understand?
Jesus, fuck.
I don't know. You were like, okay, I'll let you go, dude. And then you started
what
laughing.
What are you talking about? This is crazy. You're out of your mind.
I don't know, dude. Okay. Seriously, I gotta go. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right.
Peace
I'm
out.
Super size of bitch.
Fuck, bitch.
I'm pretty goddamn hungry.
I am pretty hungry.
Too bad you don't get to eat because I bought the pizza and I get to decide
smell
who
the
eats.
Pizza.
What? That's not the pizza.
From here.
I've been
That's
here, not the pizza.
Man. My name's in the show.
Oh, man.
It's my balls. Foxtrot.
That's my balls.
Talk to my balls.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
bullshit.
If you talk to my balls two times, then maybe I give you a slice of pizza.
Hey, you, motherfucker.
Do I have to talk to each ball?
Yeah, you have to lick each ball.
Two times. Okay.
Two times.
Take us away, Scotty.
We'll see you guys next week.
Hey, love y'all.
Later.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow. This ends now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit 'em up!
SlamCityRadio.com